Mock loops collectors forever.
Isn't it great to be alive on a Wednesday afternoon with the Wednesday. Fig guys?
Hey, every day we're fig guys, so it's okay.
That is true. What's up, Mike Belcaster?
What's up, Tama Telto? What's up, fig guys universe? Fig guys.
What's up? Universe.
Yeah, that's new, right?
I like that.
I don't know. The intro got me thinking.
Thinking, man.
Man, happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday afternoon. Tom, how the hell are you doing, man?
I'm good. I just have 4 days off from work, and I have to go to work in a couple hours right after we finish this. So I'm
well, that's fun.
That's fun to talk about wrestling figures before going to work. You know, it was weird having a Tuesday night free. I'm not used to that. So me and my wife went out to dinner, and, you know, it's all good.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Glad to hear you're welcome for the night off. I was so glad the Fig Guys Corporation was able to afford that for both of us.
Ooh, Wingding with a good idea. Fig U would be a good idea.
Ooh. I like it.
I like it. And we are talking about setting up our t-shirt shop kind of.
Oh, that's happening within the next couple weeks for sure.
Sweet. So you guys get your Fig Guys merch. Who wants Fig Guys merch?
I like Fig Guys merch. You want Fig Guys merch? We all need Fig Guys merch.
Hell yeah. I have our original shirt still from the tavern, but I think it's time we update the line, get some new shirts out there.
Mine are all faded. And
so Mo the Fig God can like go support us and wear it all over.
Yes. We need to come up with a new every show we've done. I've had an incarnation of a Mike Belcaster shirt. I got to think of the Fig Guys one.
Yeah, well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fig Newtons. I like a Fig Newtons.
We talk about Fig Newtons all the time. We love the good Fig Newton chat.
Okay.
They're okay.
Listen, when there's no other cookie left in the house and there's a Fig Newton, it will do.
Have you ever had like the apple ones?
Probably.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I can eat anything that's got apples in it.
I love apples. Like, I love apples are great. Apple pie or like a nice apple donut. So, what's up, Justin?
This is a fun occurrence. You guys get to have my morning coffee with me.
I already have my morning coffee. I have my Rise coffee already.
I had my Rise.
I have my hydrogen water already. I took my NAD plus and my glutathione. I'm on a whole new regimen and I'm feeling amazing. It's like,
I love it.
For the first time in my life, Mike, this is really weird because I've started taking all these supplements and everything. I'm waking up like refreshed. Like, it's not taking me an hour to get out of bed. I'm waking up awake and I'm not used to this.
So you like the Ultimate Warrior?
This is, I go running into the bathroom and I start shaking the towel bar and I break it off the wall. My wife's like,
for the right reasons
this
time. And then, like,
I hit her with a clothesline and I go to Gorilla Press.
Oh. Not like you're holding on for stability. You're actually holding on for adrenaline. It's great.
Exactly. So, guys,
that's good.
If you don't
know already,
we are the Fig Guys. We are all over social media at Official Fig Guys, TikTok, X, Instagram. Everywhere. We're also, everywhere. As you know, you're watching on YouTube right now.
Too.
If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Hit the little bell so you know you get notified when we go live in case we go live on a Wednesday afternoon. And the good news is we are officially YouTube partners now. So we're moving up in the world. You guys could watch us and we might make a couple bucks to pay the bills off of it that we do pay for the podcast. So what's up, Danhausen?
He's trying to tell us to tell everybody to subscribe and give us real human monies. Yes. He's got his vitamins too. He's on Tom's morning routine. He's extra perky Danhausen.
Extra perky. Perculated Danhausen.
Perculated.
I've had the Danhausen coffee and I enjoy it. So
I love Rootless Coffee. I think they're fantastic. Yeah. That Danhausen, the blonde roast was amazing during during COVID. We were all drinking that. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. Also, guys, we are a podcast.
We are. So
make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave a review, a 5-star rating. Say something nice about us, even if it's lies. And if you don't know how to write something nice, ask ChatGPT to do it. They'll give us a nice review.
Leave a 5-star review and say, be kind and rewind.
Yeah, be kind and rewind.
Be kind and rewind for 5-star fig guys.
Oh boy. We'll make it really easy for you. Just go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are there. Brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles.
Boom, boom, boom. Throw them up.
.com. And make yourself a nice order. There's so much new stuff coming. And when you go to checkout, put in those 7 letters, FIGGUYS. And you'll save 10% more on the Fig Guys. How cool is that? So go order those figures that you've been waiting for. You know, the figures have gone up a couple bucks in price, but you know, you can bring them right back to where they used to be with the code Fig Guys. So
yeah, and there's a lot of good stuff to order, which we'll cover when we get there. But I mean, there's still so much. I mean, we got a lot of pre-order and ordering news today. It is an order. It's Make Your Orders Wednesday.
I've already placed an order today.
I was going to do it live on the air, but I forgot my wallet, so I don't have my credit card. So I'm just going to do it after we're
done. Hopefully, it doesn't sell out by then. I'm going to go order the other 2,900 that are left.
Please.
Then I can sell them.
Like it.
But I was just going to ask you something else, and I forgot what it was. So I guess we might as well jump into the news.
Before we get into the news, it's a little bit of news, but it's not so much news, but the 2K stuff. Let's talk about that a little bit. We got some teasers.
I think I have that in the news.
All right, then we'll get to the news. Get to the news. We'll talk about it there.
I didn't put that in the news, all right, let's go. Mike? Boom. Tell them who the news is brought to them by.
Well, guys, the news is brought to us by our good friends over at Figures Toy Company. If you are looking to fulfill your childhood dreams of having the most complete, most professional, sorry, Brian Myers, amazing wrestling display, head on over to figuretoyscompany.com. Check out all the goods they have, from weapons to accessories to fan accessories, from rings to, I mean, scaffolding, you name it. They have it all, man. I mean, you can build an arena in about one big order. I still want to order that big ring from there, but go over there, check it out. Look at all the grand stuff they have. And on top of that, use code OfficialFigGuys and save yourself 10% at checkout. Doing the good brother handshake. We got you, man. Your fig guys got your fig backs.
Yeah. We need a fig guys handshake.
Fig backs, like big backs.
I'm terrible at handshakes.
We can make it really easy. Like rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Big guys. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm 50-year-old white male. I'm not good with handshakes.
Like, if Michael Cole could do it, you could do it.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I guess if he learned the one with, I mean, his is pretty easy with Jey Uso. It's just slapping the hand 3 times. So I could do that. Yeet. So, but, Exactly. Fun episode of Raw this week. I actually got to watch it last night. I'm so bummed about Liv Morgan being out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Liv's out.
Yeah.
Chad Gable.
Chad Gable's out?
Chad Gable's got an injury from what I was reading last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on Raw this week?
I missed Raw, but I was still reading my news and my stoops.
Oh, he got attacked backstage, I think, or something.
Oh, that's right? Why. Yeah, so that was to write him off.
Oh, no. How long is he hurt for?
I don't know. We just hearing the news about it, so.
What about, at least we still have Grande Americano, right?
Yeah, no, he's still going great.
Okay, good.
Nothing happened to him.
Favorite Starbucks drink.
I think he was, actually taking over the political side of Mexico while all this was going down. So he's in good hands.
Okay, good. As long as he's healthy.
Yeah, he was. They were trying to do research about the Gulf of America, and he's a scientist too. I didn't know if you knew that.
He's a smart guy too.
He's a very smart guy.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Speedy recovery to him. I hope his injury isn't.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about that.
Such a shame. But Roz didn't kill her, man.
Where the heck is Tyson during it?
Tyson can't get off on Wednesdays.
Damn it, Tyson, you got to get your ass here.
I said, you son of a bastard.
All right, let's look at the news. Speaking of ordering stuff today.
Boom. That's my impersonation of the music. Dun, dun. I wish this was like, I wish we had FTR in like a Sega Genesis video game, just so I could hear the theme in 8-bit form or 16-bit form. It would be awesome. You know what I mean? It would be so good. That should have did that when you opened the box here, but screw opening the box, because we just unlocked the vault, the Jazzwares vault, because coming to us live today is none other than FTR, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler. I mean, this is the tops of the tops. FTR 2-pack, if you will, based off their gear from their beautiful, beautiful dog collar match with none other than the Briscoe brothers. Yeah. If you have that set, you have to get this set.
100%.
If you're getting this set, you don't have that set. Well, sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah.
because that one sold out. This is a great, great 2-pack. Soft goods jackets, comes with the tag titles, FTR, 7-star. Go pick them up live over at the Jazzwares Vault. Save one for me, though.
Finally, get an FTR figures that we deserve.
We needed it.
Oh, my
honestly.
God.
Honestly.
This is so much better than the previous Jazzwares releases.
And, yeah.
Even like the WWE releases, they had a Hall of Champions Elite Pack. These.
I love the WWE ones, but I always thought they lacked girth.
Right. These look so good, finally, and they look just like them. I'm excited for these figures.
I think Dax is trying to hit on me in this picture. So, well, hey, go buy this
judge
game.
Pictures,
hey, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. He's giving me the eyes. I'm gonna go order, Dax. Calm down, okay? I don't want no trouble.
Even I could oppose Cash Wheeler better than he's posted in this picture.
They were getting sunscreened up for summer vacation. It's okay.
They come with razor to shave his back too.
Wrong company. Yeah, that was the other one.
So but I'll tell you what, you give these guys
a main event 2-pack
because they were given garbage when they went out and did it, and to me, a true professional is somebody who's given garbage like that and they go out and make it work.
100%.
So I give them credit.
Listen, if there's anybody that's going to go out there and make stuff work, it's going to be FTR.
Oh, my God.
And we're making it work because you guys get on over to the Jazzwares Vault. Pick your FTR up. They're shipping at the end of the week.
Yeah, I got mine ordered. There was no coupons. I was looking for a coupon to try and save a couple bucks. Not available right now.
Not happening. No luck for FTR.
I'll get a coupon in my email tomorrow. Now you get 20% off. Oh, great. I just ordered two things.
Fourth of July thing, and now there's nothing left for you to order. Enjoy.
I couldn't wait because I don't want to chance it selling out, and I feel like this is one set that could possibly sell out.
We keep saying that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing is sold out. I mean, was it the Briscoes sold out the fastest, right? Oh,
yeah.
No, House of Black, too.
House of Black sold out. I mean, this...
Not the House of Black, the Malachi Supreme sold
out
the fastest.
Yes, that one was crazy.
That was gone in hours. Like, that's crazy.
So, good stuff, though.
Absolutely.
I'm here for it. Great packaging work. Looks like old school retro VHS, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know if Dominic. I just see Mo the Fig God said, "Isn't Dominic injured?" And I know
that
his match is off at the Night of Champions, but I don't think he's seriously injured, and that he's going to be out a long time. Like Liv is going to be out months. I don't even know how long she'll be out yet. So,
wait, you mean you only Liv months?
Liv is out for months. Just hurt. So,
ooh,
my poor Liv Morgan.
She'll be all right.
Yeah. So it stinks.
It does stink.
Such an awkward, like, she just landed and dislocated. Yeah. It wasn't anything weird either.
No, that was ugly. It's crazy. just when everybody's on a roll, you know.
Yeah.
Carino gets fired. The whole Judgment Day thing's in shambles now.
I mean, listen, it sets up some great stories for Judgment Day, because now Roxanne Perez is going to slide in and become tag team champions, and Liv Morgan comes back scorned, and she's going to be going after Roxanne even more now.
Hopefully.
So I think it'll be set up some fun stories. Does Liv, I mean, Liv has been rolling as a heel.
Yeah.
So does she come back as a face going after Roxanne Perez? Like, it's going to be
perfect timing for the Rumble. So no, hopefully it doesn't take that long.
No, hopefully it doesn't. But
I don't want anybody out until the Rumble.
No, especially our Rumble in Saudi Arabia. But anyway, we're not here to touch that, right?
There's always a Rumble.
Yeah. Hey, listen, is it rumbling right now? Anyway, let's move on to the next thing.
Let's keep going. Guys, it might not be Tuesday, but guess what? It's a thing, guys, and we got another awesome Funko for you, because Funko, the WWE limited edition, the magazine cover, Batista. Man, I love one of the best entrances in pro wrestling history, but this is limited to only 100 pieces at the price point of $100 and will ship December 2025. I'm a big fan of the Batista bobblehead, man.
You know what I wish? I kind of wish these were more statues and not bobbleheads, and it would make me want to get the ones I really like.
I get that.
Like, I have the Hall of Fame statues. They're so cool. And I have a whole bunch of bobbleheads I'm looking at on my shelf right now, because they had a whole Legend series, and there was a Piper and a Macho Man.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. I wonder if Fig Vault has the Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah.
It's so cool looking now. I'm looking at it right now.
We talk about it enough on the air and off the air. I wish Unmatched Fury would come back.
Ah, please sign me up for that.
It'd be awesome.
Or if the statues that Canik made when he was with that other company that I bought all those of, that really
are
not very good. I don't know why I bought them all, and I just sitting in my closet now. I'm like, what am I going to do with these? Why did I buy these?
Well, it wasn't Canik issue. It was the factory issue.
Well, he worked for the company. He got the line approved. They're cool. It's not that they're not cool, but if they would have been a little bigger, they could have been a little detailed and looked a lot better. That's the biggest problem.
You know what's cool about that? Without that line, though, there would be no Big Rubber Guys.
That's very true.
The ripple and the butterfly
effect.
That's
very, very true. All right. Yeah. I have to give you Canik. So
it's okay.
Justin Booth just pre-ordered the FTR figures too. So he's in the same ship as me. I ordered them right before we went live on the air. So
I don't think you're selling out.
Let's go. What's next?
They're not selling out until I order them. That's for sure. Target exclusive WWE Legends Series 28. Now available for pre-order over at Target.com. This is a banger set. We got the curtain call, HBK, Triple H, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and Reza Ramon Chico. You better go pre-order the set before it sells out, man, or I will carve you up.
This is the curtain call set.
It's the curtain call. It's awesome,
this
man.
This is how you know Vince McMahon is no longer involved with WWE. Because if he was there, this would not be coming.
Yeah, this is. I was so taken back that we were getting this when I first seen it. Like, in such a good way. It's a great set.
It is
a great set. Solid attires for all three people or all four people. Yeah. Possibly one of my favorite HBK. Not only gears, but looks. I love the hair down.
I know. It's so
very
different.
Very well done. Yeah,
I'm like so just an awesome set.
Yeah. This would have been a great idea to add in the fake cane and or fake razor and fake diesel heads.
Well, we have the fake diesel, right?
I know, but it just would have been cool to throw
both.
We need
a fake razor just to go with it somewhere.
Yeah, we just need a fat-faced Razor Ramon. That's all I'm saying. Looks great, though. I can't wait to get
it. Who played the fake razor? Was it anybody that went on to do anything?
No.
I know the fake diesel. He went on to be a dentist or something.
Yeah, a few things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. EMF Wrestling said he already ordered the FTR set. The jackets and updated head scans sculpts were worth it to me. I agree. Like, these look phenomenal. And I got my Briscoes out. I have two sets of the Briscoes. I have one opened and one I'm going to keep mint on card. So I might have to display them together. Yeah, they're so good, the Briscoe set.
Yeah, So. No, I was lucky enough to do the pictures for the Briscoes. So it's like, right. I was also gifted a set for my hard work, but it's so cool. Look at
the
difference
between those pictures and the pictures for FTR. I'm just saying, there's Tyson.
I'm just saying, good Tyson morning, Tyson.
A little late. Justin Booth also pre-ordered this set from Target. So
thanks. Did I glad to hear.
I pre-ordered this too, but you know what? I just wonder now about waiting for Mattel Creations. It seems like sometimes you get them sooner from Mattel Creations.
Well, you don't say.
I do.
I've just been hanging out with Muda for like 2 weeks already.
I know.
He's just chilling here. I love this.
If you actually go to MattelCreations.com, all the legends except for Muda are up. So
that's because he sold out twice.
Yeah, I know. How crazy is that?
Yeah,
that's how you. It's going to be hard to find.
I told you. It's because it's so great.
It is great.
The great Muda. But nothing's going to be greater than this set. Make sure you guys head on over to Target. Get your pre-orders in while you can. If not, wait out. Like Tom said, Mattel Creations, I'm sure we'll have them up, as well as they'll be in stores. And you guys can play fun Legends waiting game.
The good thing is with Target, when you pre-order stuff, it actually shows up.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be as soon as Mattel Creations gets it, but that's okay.
Well, and the other thing is, if they do cancel, they'll cancel far out enough in advance.
Right.
So you're not sitting there going, oh, man, we're supposed to be here today, and now I don't have it. They canceled it on me, and I'm going to burn the building down.
It's not like Walmart. The frustration from Walmart with pre-ordering stuff.
You can't even buy stuff in stock at Walmart and guarantee it's going
to
be there.
So true. You know how many times I've ordered stuff, like to go to the store to pick it up, and like within 10 minutes, sorry,
your order's
canceled. We don't have it.
Well, I bought that Build-A-Figure John Cohen set.
Yeah.
Bought all four of them right there, and they were a little pricier, and I was like, okay, cool. And Luger and X-Pac ship, but Kane and Undertaker were like, oh, it's going to be delayed 2 days. Oh, it's going to be delayed 2 more days. We're canceling your order. And then they're back up on sale again. And I'm like, what? It's the same people selling them. And it's, what am I doing here? What are we doing here, guys?
That's a great question.
What are we doing here?
So quick, head on over to Target.com and pre-order the next set of Legends. It is the curtain call. You don't want to miss this set.
Hey, yo. Love it. Ooh, speaking of awesome things, head on that over at Target. We got the Target's Legend Ultimate Edition. It was a decent pallbearer, right?
I don't know. It like muted you. I couldn't hear you.
Well, that's because I have too much equipment on. But
I thought you might have been having a stroke for a second because all I saw was.
Well, Jeff Jarrett did get canceled, so I'm sadly not getting the stroke, but I am getting this Tombstone Piledriver from the Target Legends Ultimate Edition. Undertaker rocking his early gear. With the awesome mask, he's got the purple gloves, purple, what do you call them, footies? Purple footies. Yeah. soft goods jacket, awesome hat. This is the ultimate edition, ultimate Undertaker for this era.
How many versions of this Taker have they made?
This is the only one in ultimate form, though.
But I feel like it's been made in Elite a couple of times.
It has.
I mean, I'm going to get it because I have every... Ultimate, but I really feel like I don't need this one. And I'm just over Undertaker figures. I have so many. I'm not the
until you get the American Badass.
Well, those I need because that's my favorite version of Taker.
Yeah.
Those I need.
I feel like this is a good way of outdoing the having Hogan in every series. I'll take an extra Taker here and there. I don't know what other Hogans we need.
I don't know if there's many more that we need, to be honest, but I'm sure there's some deep dives.
We need two elite versions
of this. I knew there was just multiple versions.
Yeah, we got there was one in Elite. There was that first split Elite line where it was half Legends. Right. You know what I'm talking about? That came out right at the tail end of Toys R Us closing down. So that was... I want to say Elite, like 17, 18, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I know I'm talking like, oh, I don't need this Undertaker figure. It's just personal preference, guys. I mean, I'll take all the Hogans, but other people are sick of Hogans. I'll take all the Warriors. Other people are sick of Warrior. I never want to see another Rey Mysterio figure again, but there are plenty of people who want them all. So it's just.
I love Rey Mysterio figures. Yeah, it's crazy. Pre-orders, as Justin Booth is saying, are sold out over at Target, but keep an eye out. They always pop back up.
Yeah, they'll pop back in. especially as it gets closer to release and stuff. So
yeah, do not sleep on this one.
No, I guess
because you won't rest in peace. You'll be very, very upset.
I like this. Don Chison has a great idea. He says he needs a full Hollywood figure set, but all Hogan's different movie roles. Sign me up for that.
That would be my only exception of I do need Hogan figures because I still want Mr. Danny.
Exactly. We still need this, the Mall of America Hogan, the Pasta Mania.
Pasta Mania. We need Suburban Commando.
Ooh, I'll take Suburban Commando.
I need Suburban Commando. Yeah. We need a Gremlins Hogan. That's a rare throw off.
Ooh, I'll take that.
Rare cameo of Hulk Hogan and the Gremlins.
That was Gremlins a lot of people too, forget right? About.
Yeah, were they in the movie theater?
Yeah, I remember.
Listen, brother, I'm trying to eat my popcorn.
Three Ninjas Hogan?
Three Ninjas Hogan, yes.
Listen, give me all the Hogan figures. I'm never going to complain about a Hulk Hogan figure.
Three Ninjas Hogan could have also been great for the Monday Night Wars line.
True.
That's true. Because he had the bandana and he was still, it was like his first movie role at the heel beard. Bash at the Beach 96. We got that Hogan Legends line, didn't we?
I thought so. Pile driver video. Yes, I'll take the pile driver.
That'd be good. I'm surprised we have a guy.
Helmet and a white shirt.
So that's one I'm super shocked we didn't get.
Yeah.
Because they were just throwing Hogan's at us. Like,
how about Hulk Hogan, the Hall of Fame figure, like where he's dressed, taking his Hall of Fame.
With the sleeveless tuxedo.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something,
dude. There's more Hogan figures to be made. What are we waiting for? Give me another Hogan in every set.
Can we get Hulk Hogan on the Netflix premiere?
And it comes with live crowd booing noises to booed out of the box. It could just be an empty box.
The entrance not so great line.
And then Hogan asked Jimmy Hart, why are they booing you?
You hit the button on this little thing and it plays the music, but I would pop that. That'd be good. Go get some Undertakers. I'm here for it. I think it's a toyetic look for the Undertaker.
I'm not saying it's not a great figure. That's not what I'm saying.
And Tom, they're listening to you.
Guy.
The masks are on the figure, on the sculpt, so you don't lose them.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so. that's enough to alone to pre-order it and pick it up. Because if you have the other one, you might have lost the mask.
Stand back, Hulk Hogan. That's hysterical.
I would love
Land of a Thousand Dances, Hulk Hogan.
Hogan, like where he's dressed like the Hurricane.
Yeah. Was that a real thing?
No, but it would be great.
Now we'll just do a mock-ups. We're just going to start making things.
Why not?
So, all right. Hulk Hogan
mashup line. Yeah, that's what we need. Hulk Ziggler.
Hulk Hogan as Tessa Blanchard. Wait, let's move on now. This is
that was the pop of the night there. it was good. It was really good. Perfect. And talk about perfect, because we're gonna land on the moon for a minute here with the new Max Moon final product update from our friends over at KWK. During last night's Facebook video, it was confirmed that there are minor differences between the sample and the final Max Moon figures. Adjustments included are redefined chest decals and smoother, even more gloss across. That should be like a dance, the gloss across on the action figure. These look good.
They look great, man. They give KWK credit. They've made a solid product. If this is your thing, if Hasbro's are your thing, and you want to add a Max Moon, this figure looks amazing. Good job. Good job. Like I said, I don't really collect any more retro style figures.
Nah, he looks cool.
But great job. Great job. Yeah. But I tell you, I look at some of these toy companies that are making some, and it kind of make me a little itchy when I see like a Paul Orndorff, and we've never had a Paul Orndorff before, or Danny Davis. Like Title Run Toys has got some good names in there to fill in the holes. And a lot of other people do too, depending on what your want is for those figures. So,
yeah. Good job. I would love to see a Max Moon Hogan.
A Max Moon. Oh no, we're going back.
We're going back to outer space, brother.
He's already been to outer space. As a matter of fact, I think he lives there.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna drop you from the moon, brother. Yeah.
So we skipped over it because I didn't have a picture, but
it's all good.
Read the last WWE news thing.
Oh my goodness, guys. We are getting the brand new downloadable content in WWE 2K. called the Dunk and Destruction DLC pack. A lot of misses from me, obviously, but there's a few takeaways.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal, obviously, huge name to finally jump into. I mean, he has got wrestling history.
Yeah.
He was in the greatest royal, greatest battle. What it was, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah.
We could relive his stint in AEW because he could team with Cody again or fight Cody. No,
He teamed with Jay, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus
very forgotten times of AEW.
Yeah.
Pandemic era. Yeah. But one of the basketball players is also coming with Many Men as his theme song. So the best Gun Club custom wrestler's got to be up there now. Like that's what I'm looking forward to. But last but not least, we're getting none other than Abyss making his video game return since the PS2, Xbox 360, TNA Impact video game. Crazy. PS2. Absolutely crazy.
He was around that long ago?
That's how long? Yeah, that was on PS2, PS3, and that's crazy. The game's so old, but it still looks great. But unbelievable that we're getting Abyss in a WWE game with theme song, with the entrance coat, and his awesome black and white gear, if you remember Abyss. I mean, iconic matches. So, yeah, and Janice. Janice, the nail 2x4 wood thing. I'm here for it. I'm so excited. This is crazy.
Listen, this working relationship with WWE and TNA is bringing us good things. Let's hope this means we could possibly get an Abyss figure.
I feel like if anybody's on the table for a figure from TNA, it's probably going to be Abyss.
Yeah. I wonder if you could just do a TNA line. I know TNA has their own line now with Power Town, which, okay, good luck. Don't hold your breath waiting for those.
Do they really?
What we store look good. They've yet to ship, so we haven't seen them. And we know when Power Town releases stuff, it's really good, but the problem is nothing ever comes out. It takes forever.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind seeing Mattel doing a couple of TNA sets a year.
I would love...
You do Joe Hendry. You do let's book the first TNA set. Let's say
how many figures do we got coming in it?
Let's say it's like a special, it's like the Legends line. So they're only going to do four. So you can
only four,
two Legends and two Modern Day. So I think number one, no doubter, is Joe Hendry has to get a figure in there.
I'm here for it.
Okay, and I think Abyss would have to be in the first set as well.
I'm here for it.
All right, so you got now Joe Hendry, let's book Abyss. One more legend and one more current TNA superstar.
We can knock it out with the Hardys, because that would be great to have the Hardys back. They're killing it right now. If we're not doing Hardys, I would pick. Man, I wish PCO was still there because he would be awesome in Mattel form. But Ali would be awesome.
Ooh.
Especially this presidential gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. They try and do a guy that hasn't been in WWE. And
it's hard. It really is. The selfish me wants John Skyler, who's part of Ali's little gimmick, but I've known him for like 15 years. It'd be so good. Throwback AJ Styles would be fantastic.
I guess we can't do a Jeff Jarrett now since he's in AEW.
Who that?
No. We got Kurt Angle flashbacks we could do.
Jay Lethal.
What about Gail Kim?
Gail Kim. Awesome Kong. Anybody out there, make a damn good Awesome Kong figure.
Yeah.
She was in WWE too. Can fall under a Legends and TNA 100%, deal.
100%. 100%.
Karma Kong.
Karma. But I like it. There's so many TNA figures I actually want.
Yes. America's Most Wanted. Beer Money.
Ooh,
we already got Robert Roode, but we need
James Storm.
Yeah, man.
Storm, we don't have a James Storm figure.
There's
so many good figures.
TNA line was good, but it's just so dated now.
Big. We need a modern day TNA line, and I want legends and guys who are there now. You know who I'm loving in TNA right now? And I only just saw him on NXT recently, Santana.
Santana's great. Yeah.
His promos were so good. He's working as a single star. He was one of those guys like, oh, I wonder how he'd be as a single guy because he worked so well in a tag team with Ortiz. God, that guy's found something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with Justin on this one. I'd want Ringside Collectibles could work out a deal and get us a Midnight Express Jim Cornette 3-pack under their Unsanctioned Classic Superstars line. Sign me up.
I would love it, but Jim Cornette said he's never doing another figure again. I guess he's happy with those FTC garbage figures.
It's terrible.
That came out. I would love him to get a Legends deal.
I didn't know.
Rock and Roll Express to get a Legends deal and get real figures as well.
I didn't know Cornette was allergic to money. Are
great. Let's get Unsanctioned.
Did not know Jim Cornette was allergic to money. Breaking news.
I know. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you not want... I think they went for him to get a big rubber guy, and he said no.
That's crazy.
Why would you say no? We need a Jim Cornette big rubber guy. Not? He fits that era perfectly.
Yeah. Who doesn't like money?
I like money.
I bet you if somebody locked one up and showed him how good they could do it, he would probably change his mind.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder.
Maybe. I don't know. Cornette's a weird one, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. That is
probably one of the most missing pieces from a modern collection, too.
Yeah.
Right? Because those throwing shade at old figure toy company decisions, but those figures were horrendous.
They've gotten better with their stuff, so let's see.
No, the rest of the everything, that was my one quirk with them. Everything else was great. It's just those Jack-style figures they made were...
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Not my thing.
100%. Now let's move on to the ringside roundup.
Ringside roundup.
Ringside Collectibles, the number one online retailer for all things wrestling figures. When you're done here, head on over to wrestlingfigures.com. Place yourself an order and use the code FIGGUYS to check out. We'll talk about it. We don't have the formal rundown like we normally do, but they do have a 4th of July sale going on right now. So you tag team Nat with our discount code and you're saving tons of money. Mike?
I'm going there after I buy the FTR, and then I'll do an order, and then I'll use code FIGGUYS, and that'll save another 10%. It works. It's great. But
let's look at the sale. Let's see what they have.
Sell.
The sale.
I love sale.
The Ringside Collectibles 4th of July sale.
So let me add it to the stage. All right, we're gonna refresh it real quick. We're gonna get it going. We're gonna check out the sale. We're also gonna go.
Survivor Series set is also brand new and in stock.
What is this? That's that one. Yeah. So, here we go. We are. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ringsidecollectibles.com, your one-stop shop for all your wrestling figure needs. And we are looking at their 4th of July sale. There's hundreds of deals, massive savings, no coupons needed. They got a free shipping for you over $60 or more. Or you could use code USA and save 5%. But don't tell your Patriots this. But there's something more patriotic than USA code, and that's code FIGGUYS, because we'll save you 10%.
Yeah. I like it.
What's up? That's what's up. Check it out. You got some great figures here. You look at Jey Uso. You got Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins. Hey, there's main event right there.
Look for your world title figure so you can get that world title finally.
You know what's funny? I think I have to get this Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah.
That's the belt.
That's not the right belt.
Is that the right belt?
Nope. Roman Reigns has not held the world title.
Oh, no. I need this belt, too.
Oh, you don't have that belt? I'm sure you have that belt.
That's what I was thinking. No, I have that belt, but without the gold.
Oh, okay.
Plating. The gold plating is like what makes it updated, right?
Gotcha. Well, look, it's $18.99. You go put in the code FIGGUYS. That brings it down to $17.
Worth it just for the belt alone. But look at all this great stuff. You got your pipe bomb, CM Punk. Dude, got Kane in flames. Like, yeah.
You can get that Punk single for that price. So you go save $350 more on top of it. It's almost down to $30.
Listen, guys. AJ Lee couldn't get that Punk single.
What else?
Gunther. Let me, what about Rock and Roll? Speaking of Hogan figures, nothing cooler than a WrestleMania 18 Hulk Hogan from the vault. Come in. You get your Solo Sikoa, your old school Punks. You got a lot going on here. Sammy, one of the best Sammy Guevara figures.
$15.99.
That's a steal.
Look, you could get MJF and Adam Cole for $34.99.
I'd rather get Punk.
Two figures. Listen, you take it's almost $30 when you take $350 off of that when you use code FIGUYS.
Listen, you can get that and the egg and still be under $40.
And I got that set right here. I got the egg somewhere. But here is that set.
It's better than you, baby.
Look, it's so awesome. Go order this if you haven't ordered it yet.
Do it. Code FIGUYS. Yeah. 10%. Central. Look what's back.
The mystery boxes. Ooh, I like
the only chase I'm still looking actively for right now is Brandon Cutler.
I haven't found that one yet either.
I almost bought them online at $40 and they just didn't pull the trigger. Not at all, but somebody beat me to it on Mercari.
This Danielson figure, $13.99, has been sitting on my Walmart shelves.
It's crazy. It's new and it's a great Danielson figure.
Not moving.
Not moving. It's because he's not on TV.
Mysterio.
Yeah, love this Kane Taker slapped together. Formerly a Ringside Collectibles exclusive, turned into another Ringside Collectibles exclusive from the Vault series.
We got the
Charlotte Flair for $24 is fantastic. It's a great figure.
Dude, the Mick Foley, Three Faces of Foley 3-pack.
$13.
That's one of them, but I'm sure the full 3-pack is up here somewhere at a really good price.
Yeah, I gotta move this over so I can get over to the other side. More Danielsons. This Cody, $7.99 for the Cody plush.
Wow.
Those were so cool.
Absolutely. The CM Punk.
Top picks. CM Punk. Top picks, $20. Not bad at all. $23 for the top picks. Greatest hits, Cody.
Yeah. Wow. The
Sting, $19.99 for the Sting Ringside Collectibles exclusive.
Yeah.
Killer. DX, $20, four figures.
$5 a figure.
$5 a retro figure. What day and age would you be paying that kind of price?
Maybe in 1993 when Hasbro's
they're like giving them away at this point.
Exactly.
That's a steal. You're missing out on some vault, not from the vault, but the Jazzwares. we got a lot of vaults in the wrestling business. It's pretty crazy.
And don't forget Fig Vault.
And for that day, you can't forget the most important vault, the Matcha Vault as well.
That's right.
This is a great 2-pack Jerry Lynn figure. If you guys are ECW elitists like I am, you got your beautiful Brody Lee, which is another great figure. And you slapped on Ring of Honor figures, honestly.
Yeah.
For real. The Jay Lethal right here, one of the best figures. More mystery boxes. But there's Jay Lethal, one of the best figures made. Honestly, it really is. It's one of the best, the coolest figures made. And it's just sitting up here. Go get it.
Look at that mystery box, though. I might have to do that because maybe I get one of the Ring of Honor figures that I'm missing, and then I get a rarer chase.
It's not a bad idea, right?
I might have to take a gamble and see what I get.
Last few ones I've ordered, I've gotten some crap out of them. I'm not going to lie. So
that's a gamble you take, though. You know,
it is. I'm not complaining either because I know what I was signing up for. But yeah. I don't know how many Claudio chases I need.
If you want to add your Big Papa Pump to your Superstars collection, $9.99.
Look at that bell-to-bell setup right here. You got Cardona and Nick Gage bloodied. So you got mid-match, post-match beat-up GCW going on. You got the pre-blood with the middle pack here. And then you can get Scott Steiner to officiate everything with the bell-to-bell series, all in the same style.
Yeah.
Holler if you hear me there. And then you can just fill it up even more. You got Steiner's. You got the infamous... $8 for this Bryan Danielson.
Wow, you could buy that just for the t-shirt.
You could buy it, yeah. You could buy it just to make the whole Blackpool, or what were they called?
Blackpool Combat. Oh, yeah, they were Blackpool Combat Club.
Oh, but when Mox took over, Death Riders. You could build the Death Riders.
Yeah.
Great sets here, too. Jesus.
Wow, the Acclaimed.
$14 for the boy and his dinosaur. Who would have thought? Yeah.
The Blood and Guts, Darby and Brody. Oh,
how is that even still available?
$25.99. That's a great question.
Yes. What are you guys doing?
$13.99 for the Young Bucks 2-pack?
Tom's still ain't going to buy it.
Nope. You're right. You're 100% correct.
They are great, though. The deco on the pants alone, fantastic. Yeah. I love it because it's got like a green kind of like candy paint, so it looks like a carnival ride.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. Kenny Omega's a great
fan, man. Take a advantage of these prices for these figures.
For real. Even if you just buy them to put up in your house, is back, it was like a display. Like this, yeah. You have the whole Ring of Honor ride right here exactly. at your disposal. You're missing
dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. The dirt only thing cheap. You're missing is the Briscoes, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're screwed. You're not going to get the Briscoes. The see, this is more $10 a figure.
Yeah. And see, less if you use code FIGUYS.
A lot less to use code Fig Guys, right? Figure, yeah. Speaking of Young Bucks, here's your most recent Young Bucks. These are fantastic.
Pass. They're good figures, though.
Scoops. We got this right here. Nick Namath in bendy form, major bendy form, from Collect Major. Naomi. 1 of 300 just sitting here. Trinity, Naomi.
That's insane.
Insane. Doing some of her best work right now.
Yeah, she is doing her best work right now. I agree with that.
Yeah.
A character refresh that was really, really needed.
Highly needed. But this is a great set too. Here, look, this Hulk Hogan, the era figure.
But what does that say? It's like an era figure.
So it's an era figure, Hollywood Hogan from the vault, missing accessories.
Okay. Only $13.99, but if you open the figure and you play with it.
That's a good price just for the NWO shirt.
100%.
Yeah, we're okay. Sick because we'll do stuff like that. Well, what else? Other than this, El Desperado, still in stock. Oh, wow. $40. Come on, guys. That's insane. RVD, great RVD.
Absolutely.
$20. Another blood and guts. Yuta, come on. $21. Go Scoop. Muda, if you guys missed out on the ultimate great Muda, don't sleep anymore because it's going to be hard to get.
Yeah, 100%.
We've done several Figonomics. Mm-hmm. About the state of Muda. You,
when his figures disappear from being able to order online or in a store, watch out. I think they're going to skyrocket. I really
watch do. Out. So. I'm with you. I agree with you. I totally think it's going to be a problem. But blood and guts, you can encompass how passionate AEW's women division was a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
With under $30.
That's insane.
It was great sets. Great sets. And of course, Sabu, the late belt great belt Sabu. Belt. Yeah. I can't even open mine anymore. I wanted to, but I just want to keep it in the box. It's mine so good. The packaging for these Bell to Bells are amazing, too.
They are. They really are.
That's one thing that doesn't get talked about enough, but super, super thick card stock. Great, great figure. Good stuff. Gun Club, $30. Go get the Gun Club. Danhausen for $10. You could curse the ass boys for under $50.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wrestling figures might have peaked, Tom. I don't know. Where do we go from here? Outsiders 2-pack, $64.99. Like we could keep going, but go make sure you guys head on over to Ringside, pick up some of these great, great figures. Great deals, man. It's one of the best Kenny Omega figures, $16 right here. Look at that.
Wow, that's insane.
Look how good that looks. It's a great figure. Not as shiny either. He's got less shine.
Yeah, that is so cool. All right.
Yes. Ringside. .com.
Go check out.
Fourth
of July sale. Save yourself some money. Use code FIGUYS at checkout.
Let's see. We're here. While we're on. Chad Gable injured. You were asking about it earlier. Bodyslam.net has learned Chad Gable is currently dealing with an undisclosed injury.
Uh-huh. If I don't see it on PW Insider, I don't believe it.
I would love if they pulled an angle where he got injured and then they just sent El Grande Americano over to AAA.
Dude, how good would that be?
I'm telling you, he would be the best thing over there. I think it would be fantastic.
See, I just went over to PW Insider, the only site I trust for news because they always back their sources. And the first thing it says is Hulk Hogan is opening a bar across the street from Madison Square Garden in New York City. I will have to check that out. That should be cool.
Maybe.
I wonder if it'll be wrestling themed.
But I don't know what Hogan's doing anymore.
That should be fun. They have it's for their subscribers about Dom Mysterio. They have updates on injuries to Dom Mysterio over here, but I don't have a subscription. More on Chad Gable. That's what I was looking for.
We're looking and for
that is behind the paywall too. So I can.
I hate when they do stuff like that, but I understand why.
They tease you, and then you.
But it'll be up in like 2 minutes. You know, you just gotta wait.
Chad Gable update. Let's see. Is this it? Nope. It's still behind a paywall. I thought. Looking for one more, like for the one he was originally injured, see if they have anything, but I'm not seeing anything. So,
well, Vince Russo says John Cena's pipe bomb showed how bad everybody else is.
Why?
I don't know. Because Vince Russo thinks he knows a lot. He was, listen, bro, John Cena's out here telling everybody what they need to hear.
Chad Gable updates that I can't see.
He's ready, willing, and not able. Because he's injured. Chad Gable injured. That's all we got from it.
Womp, womp, womp. Well, I hope he gets a speedy recovery. That guy is so underrated, in my opinion. He is so good.
Likewise.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Let's jump in. I guess we could talk about the main event now, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I got to get it all set up. Okay.
Where, something like that. It's time for the
Right. Well, it was just dropped this morning, so I'm glad we didn't go live last night like we usually do. But now we're totally up to the date on the news because the official Comic-Con release exclusive from WWE, I'm butchering this terribly, John Cena Ultimate Edition is the Comic-Con exclusives. Mike, what do you think?
I love it. The packaging looks stellar. Fantastic. But if you also... he comes with what, four belts, something like that.
Let's get into it because I agree with you. I love the packaging.
This is awesome.
It's like running into your living room.
Yeah,
and I could see
it's very, I don't know, very encompassing of the career of John Cena. Love the little flashback photos going around them. Really, really well done. The foil on the outer shell of the box looks so good. I think this is going to be a stellar piece for anybody's collection.
I agree.
Yes.
Look at this. Is the packaging where you actually take it out of that box. Old school.
Throwback.
I love the titles on the bottom. You can see all the titles. It's
so clean looking, but an awesome throwback to the original Elite packaging in Ultimate form, which is cool. I mean, nobody's carried WWE, WWE Mattel, WWE in general, like John Cena has in this form. I feel like this is the ultimate John Cena figure for the ultimate career he's had. It's awesome. I love every little nod to the titles. I love the extra heads, the gear. Perfect, man. Absolutely perfect.
I agree. I love it. Yeah. I'm excited for this. And here's everything that is included.
A lot of belts, five belts.
Five belts, all with the right side plates, too.
Yes, four sets of hands, four heads, two hats, one hat.
Four heads better than one.
They are. A lot of thinking going on there. You also are getting the Chain Gang medallion and the Champ is Here shirt. So cool. So cool.
I love it. I mean, I know I see people hating on it. I don't mind this. I really don't mind this.
I got nothing to say. If either you're going to like it or you're not going to like it, I love it. You know what I mean?
I don't get the hate. Like, we're getting almost like an ultimate edition Cena. Like, it's coming with every belt. This wouldn't come in just a regular ultimate edition. This gives us the excuse to get something like this. I'm all for it.
We're getting an almost ultimate? What did you say?
What? I don't even know what I said anymore. It was so long ago. But I think it looks great. I love all the belts. I love all the heads. Let's look at some of the pictures they posted.
Yeah. I mean, it's the definitive John Cena. I don't know what other gear they could have picked that would have been cooler. I don't know what other, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else they could have done that would have been better than this. This is great.
We have a run-in. Let's go back and let's welcome a special guest.
Whoa. Hey.
It is Tom from Ringside. What's up, Tom?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, brother? What's up, good brother? Doing?
Well, we were just going over the Comic-Con release this year, the John Cena exclusive.
Sweet.
What do you think of that?
That was my first look at it real quick right there.
Yeah.
How do we get it back on the screen?
There we go.
Let me see that.
Why you got to ask it nicely. Yeah, there we go. Oh, I had it. There it is.
Let's go back to the beginning. Renting. First of all, look at the packaging.
Look at that.
Very nice.
Clean.
Old
clean
school.
As it gets right there.
Matches my hat.
Now what era is this?
It's many eras.
Many eras, I see.
It comes with five titles, all with the right side plates, four heads.
Excellent.
It's like the ultimate John Cena figure.
The career carousel of Cena.
That's him.
See? That's it. That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
that photo on the right reminds me of WrestleMania 25.
Yes.
Very, very exciting times.
100%.
The 25th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Wow.
Looks
so
good.
Cool. Yeah. Dig the shirt. Gotta love a good chain gang medallion. Need the titles.
It looks good. I'm excited. Solid. For it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
How many of these do you think Cena will have for himself is the real question.
Ooh.
None? Does he even collect his own figures?
we can't see him, so we won't be able to tell.
If,
I don't know.
If I ever see him again, that's probably what I'll ask him. How many of the billions of figures of you that are in?
I would love to know if he has them, if he has a display. That's a great question.
I think he's probably got something. I don't know that he has a display, but I'm sure he's got like a little bucket or a box.
You have to keep like your first, right?
Yeah, something.
You know, that's you always keep your first.
Or he's got like someone gave him the first prototype or something cool like that. You know.
Yeah. The prototype of the prototype.
The prototype of the prototype. That's the only prototype you can get.
Prototype squared. I love it. We were just going through the 4th of July sale over at Ringside and showing off some of the amazing deals that you guys have going on now.
Yeah. Anything good? I wouldn't know.
So much good stuff. Let's tell people, get those Ring of Honor figures. They're dirt cheap. Go stock up on them.
Retros, I mean the bell line, amazing stuff. I mean, you could fill out a whole shelf under $100. It's well worth it.
Get the Kickstarter collection, and then I love to say, cherry pick, my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody that's looking to do that, cherry pick away. 4th of July sale is a great time for it. That's like the mid-year. Remember those old like Christmas in July specials? That's kind of
100%,
like on TV.
And the bell to bell, as I showed you, I think I showed you in person, they seamlessly fit in with your Superstars figures.
You did show me that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you did. And you made me feel much better about the scaling. And I totally agree with you after seeing you make the comparison.
So listen, my display, they're all in there. The bell to bell, the Steiners, the Road Warriors, Danhausen. I love it. I love it.
Well, a little hint for Fig Guys. We got another one coming soon.
Oh, ooh, you're hearing it.
I love it.
Wonder who it could be.
More bell to bell gets me excited.
Probably within the next, I would say, month or two, you should probably know.
Wow, there we go. Guys.
That's my
little summer smackdown in the bell to bell business. I like it.
Yeah. What about, I know a lot of people are anxious.
Now
on
sanction, that line's canceled. Sorry.
Canceled.
It's
unsanctioned.
DOA.
Unsanctioned. Unconfirmed.
Skull 8-ball chains gone.
Oh, man. We need 8-ball and chains.
I agree. I would love to have them in the unsanctioned line. Then
it's
totally
funny.
DOA without being DOA.
You need it, but yeah, it could be AOD.
That would be cool.
Arrival on death. It works.
Before we panic, people, you're just joking about the unsanctioned line, right?
Yes, I'm just joking.
All right, slightly. I just wanted to clear the air before you guys are getting heat all over it because
no need.
That was just a hint because the next drop is going to be right to censored, and we're all canceled.
That would be great.
Right to censored line.
The reveal video could just be the super obnoxious siren theme
with the warning.
By the way, I loved Right to Censor. I was like,
I thought it was great.
I was, as a kid, like dying for like a Right to Censor DX feud.
Oh,
to me, that would have been like, I'm like, you know, who best to take down the censorship than like the anti-censorship group? And it never happened.
They just dropped the ball.
They should have asked me at 13. I don't know.
Listen,
I was literally watching that every week. Like, you know, why can't New Age Outlaws and X-Pac come out here and stop these guys? And they just never did.
It
makes
so fair.
Much sense.
They should have wrangled this all
in
up.
In my WWF No Mercy N64 game. But
there you go.
They didn't on TV.
Are you a gamer? Do you still play video games?
Not particularly. Every once in a while. The newer games, I haven't really. I played once a couple times with my brother, and I have a hard time with the new mechanic system, which I know everyone always complains about that, but I'm, you know, a lot of people are able to adjust for whatever reason. It's a little easier for me to like stick to Super Nintendo, you know.
It's okay.
Hey, listen,
I love Super
I'm
Nintendo.
50 years old and I can adjust. You could do it.
Yeah, you're right, Tommy. You're right.
It's that hand eye
they
coordination.
Look fun.
It's
I gotta say, they look amazing.
Yeah.
They're incredible graphics and stuff like that. I think my challenge with video games is like, always I wanted like the one wrestling game that had everyone on the roster that you could ever possibly want. So like the next year that like, you know, these three or four guys are taken away or like that changes or this changes.
For it's me, too
that's
much.
Always been a little challenging. Yeah. So like, I think my favorite, kind of like my all time favorite is SmackDown Shut Your Mouth. The one with Triple H on the cover pointing that has
it's
that,
a good one.
That has like the perfect mix of like, it's like invasion era, but it's got like WWF guys, WCW guys. And they're like kind of all, there's like, it's like 60, 65 characters on the roster.
Yeah.
All like really good. So
and that, there was a lot of pandemonium in that. Like you had good sure. ladder matches. You had fun. Like
great backstage areas and stuff like that.
I
know a lot of people like the one afterwards with Brock.
The Here Comes the Pain.
But I like the one like just the year before it.
That one's super good.
Cause that one has, you know, the NWO in it still. It has like Edge and Christian in there.
Yeah.
When you do like the main storyline scenario, it goes through the whole like Kurt Angle getting his head shaved.
Yeah. You get to walk around backstage and like really, really janky first person and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. That game's a blast.
With the 2K games now in the community creations, you could have any wrestler
That's
you
true.
Want on there.
That's
it's insane. People have such talent sitting at home and make these wrestlers look just like they look. Like you have full AEW arenas, you could have a full AEW roster, New Japan roster. Like it is crazy, but it's awesome because you're getting guys you never would have gotten before. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Incredible, I love
community creator work. I think my only issue that, and this is maybe like not for the people creating, but for the designers, and it's maybe not much they could do about it, but would love like to find a way to implement like custom songs for the entrance.
Yeah,
of course,
100%.
That would just be like the step that puts it all over the edge. That all those things would just come to like full fruition. But you know, I'm sure legally they can't do it.
I know 2K is very actively working on integrating Spotify into their games, and they're trying to do it with the basketball games first, which is always usually like their stepping point. So if they can figure out how to do it. That would be bananas.
Yeah, right. Hey, maybe like, then I'll jump back on.
Yeah, right. I think it's cool. The concept of downloading things is a great concept, but who's got the time to sit there, hunt down every single thing, separate your factions, build your brands? It takes an army to just get it all set up. I'm with you. Sometimes it's easier just pick up something that's already done, ready to go, play, hit a couple buttons, be done with the match. Shut it off. I don't have 60 hours a week on top of what I've already done to run
exactly
a federation.
Why the only game I kind of play is Fortnite, because that's an easy pickup game. But, you know,
it's got wrestlers in it.
There's wrestlers in there. Yeah. There. But otherwise, yeah, I think you're right. I think if those wrestling games, you can kind of plug and play all the customized stuff real simply. To your point, like my problem with it is like I would dump so much time into it when I used to like be actively into those games and like customizing and stuff. Just hours and hours would go by like customizing characters and, you know, arenas, the championships, the like a Raw GM layout, you know,
yeah,
like SmackDown GM. It's a lot of fun to do that stuff. It's just like, you know, when you do silly things like get married, it all gets taken away.
I get that. I mean, I have.
What do you mean your wife's not helping you book your fantasy wrestling league on 2K?
I mean, I don't even have the kids and I don't have time to do it. Like, and you guys have kids, and I have friends at work who sit there and they'll stream video games and they have families at home. I'm like, how do you find the time? Like, what is your secret?
Yeah, it is a great question.
You just ignore your family, like, because I can't imagine you just have time to go play these games.
Yeah, so, I'm trying to figure that out. Still,
kids playing from a very young age. That's all.
Yeah.
That's it. So I have a question. Since we know you're, you know, one of the people in charge of the unsanctioned line and bell to bell, how has your appreciation changed for figures and toy making in general? Now you've got this different look at it.
Oh boy. Great question. I think I have always been really heavily in the corner of like the designers, because I've known them a long time, like all the way back to the Jax days. You know, I've made a lot of friends, I think, behind the scenes, but knowing like hands on what it's like to kind of go through the process, it's tough. It's not easy. And I think, I'm lucky enough that everyone has been like super cool with us and nice to us about our figure line. Like, everybody loved the Road Warriors, which is great.
Yeah.
But it's a little thankless. I think sometimes people can be really over the top and really mean. You know, I understand, like I get it. I understand spending money on something and you want perfection. Like, I'm right there with you. I you know, I have similar things, but you know, you can really, you can do a lot of hard work on action figures and not get a lot in return from kind of like your clientele. And I think that's not to knock anybody, but it's just to say that, like, I definitely like being hands-on with it and knowing how challenging it can be, you know, working with a factory or whatnot. And, you know, there's totally positive things working with a factory, but there's, you know, just like any job, it can be difficult. Yeah. Definitely like sticking my toes in that and fingers and whatnot. Like, it can be hard. It can definitely not be easy. And so I can imagine you know, and this is like, you know, it's my full-time job, but it's like a part of my full-time job, you know? So I don't have like 100% dedication.
Yeah.
I guess I have other things also I'm doing. Someone with like 100% dedication to this, that's a tough job. It's a tough job to be a figure designer. It's a tough job to, you know, run an action figure line. And I definitely like understand that like never before. And shout out to everybody that, you know, puts the hard work into it, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And so it's really, that said, it's really exciting when things come out positively and you're like finally extremely happy with something that you see and you're like, oh, this is great. So worth it at the end of the day. But for sure, I have like a newfound appreciation for it.
And that's one of the things I love about WrestleMania and going to the world, is because online, the people who are going to make the loudest noise are the people who are complaining about something. But in person, I got to hear so many people going over to Bill and to Steve and to Magic and telling them how much they love the figures. And I saw this little kid in there with Steve, who was like not even 10 years old, and he knew all the legends. He knew everything. Mm-hmm. And he just loved the figures. He had a custom already at like 8-9 years old. And just seeing those people go up to Bill and thanking him. And it's just so awesome to see them like get that, because online, you know, you're going to hear the jerks. They're always the loudest.
Of course.
And make the most noise, because the people who are happy aren't going to go home and be like, oh, let me go post how great this is. They're just going to display it and be happy with it. When in reality, it's probably 98% of the world who are more happy with it than the people who are complaining.
Yeah, yeah. I think I agree with that. And I think those guys, whenever anyone sees them, they definitely like deserve their flowers, as they say. So, you know, happy to see Bill or Steve or Magic or, you know, anybody across on the Jazzworth side as well. Like,
yeah,
and anybody that you can kind of compliment for those things, it's totally worth it. But, you know, I have people that can be jerks about it. I have no issue with that. Like, I say like everyone's allowed their opinion, even if it's like a not nice opinion. And
of course,
I would never stop anybody, even if they've got like the meanest thing to say in the world. That's fine. But at the same time, like, getting those guys like the compliments they deserve, totally worth it. Totally, you know, and it's, you know, you can see it. I just, you know, I was thinking about the ultimate Stone Cold, and I haven't come across one yet, but that like Monday Night War Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Just like such a good job, you know.
Yeah.
That's like such like a great definitive Stone Cold. And you know, I'm saying that with the Defining Moments one coming out, which I also can't wait for. And I think that, you know, I'm usually like a one figure of one character kind of guy personally, and I'm going to have to be like fighting between myself which of those two I kind of want to have on display. And that's like the greatest place to be as a collector, is like,
yeah,
do I want this or this when they're both great? You know, it can make you a little crazy, but it's totally cool.
No, absolutely. It's cool though. But it's crazy how much we've gotten in the action figure wise. Like, I was just thinking about this the other day. I mean, like the ultimate Stone Cold is like, we've had so many Stone Colds in our life.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're
for
just sure. seeing the peak of it, you know, and it's insane. Absolutely bonkers, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're spoiled.
We are. Absolutely. We are really in a good
spoiled.
Way.
I think that you guys know, Mattel is taking up I know this is like slightly off topic, but you know, Mattel's taking like DC license soon, which is really exciting in a lot of ways. But I was like really digging the DC McFarlane figures.
Yeah.
And I've been collecting like the Batman movie versions. So I you know, here and there I've got like Penguin from the Batman, like the Colin Farrell Penguin. And I have like the Jim Carrey Riddler, and I have like Michael Keaton Batman, like, you know, with the Batmobile, like my favorite one.
Yeah.
I'm like so bummed that there's like, there's Batman Returns figures coming out in that line this summer. And like, there's very likely not going to be like a Jack Nicholson Joker.
No.
And that just like, it like eats me up inside. It's like, yeah. It's like I have like the perfect collection that's going to have like this one like massive hole in it the entire, you know, and we don't, you know, we've got some of those things in the Mattel WWE line, but not really. Like, you know, almost everything that could be hit has been hit. And if not, like it's so heavily on everyone's radar that in some ways it ends up, you know, showing up for us. And I think that's what makes me feel spoiled, is like, I'm on one side of my brain in my collection, like over here with McFarlane, like, ah, damn it. I wish they just went like this much longer and tried to figure that out. And then on the other side with WWE, like deciding between Stone Colds. You
know? Yeah. So, no, it's
fun place
it's
to be.
Very bittersweet when the line changes companies, you know, like, because you're left with those holes, but you still have all this anticipation of like what could be coming. And Batman's very similar to like, they've done everything, you know what I mean? And what they're missing, like, give it to me now. Like, what are we waiting for?
Everything but that Jack Nicholson Joker never been done.
It's like the Owen Hart for the WWE collection, you know, and it's like everybody's just waiting and waiting.
There's that one person, that one legend that everybody wants to be on a Legends deal, and it's just not there. So now you know how all those people feel, like, oh, I need that. So
my Raven, right? You know. But it's crazy. I'm excited though that Mattel's got the DC lines. Nevermore. Nevermore.
Nevermore.
quote the Raven. It's not after. But it's cool. Listen, I hope we get some cool crossover in the WWE DC universe. That would be very, very interesting to see, man. Yeah.
If you remember, the first ever Ringside Collectibles exclusive was Flash Rey Mysterio, which is as crossover as it gets, right? I would love to
so good. Yeah, we got some good gear for. I think like, there's some Batman Rey Mysterio stuff out there, and I think we've touched on a little bit, but we haven't fully embraced the look because of copyright problems. So I'm pumped, man.
Joker Rey, what was that, like WrestleMania? Oh. That was WrestleMania, I think. I forget which one.
2020. Yeah. Joker Penta might be.
I was gonna say maybe we're getting Joker Penta now.
Ooh, I know a couple people that would be happy to buy one of those.
That's fine. Sign me up for the Joker Penta, 100%. Make it Ultimate Edition. I'll buy three of them.
I'm here for it. I would love to see some like cool like mix. You know how they did the zombies line and stuff like that. Like, give me a DC WWE whole like little like maybe 3 or 4 series line. You get like Karrion Kross is Two-Face would be awesome. That'd you know, like fun. Some cool, the slick back hair on one side and then the evil look. I'm all for it, man. I love mashups
all
like
the
that.
Crossovers going,
those turtle ones, very short-lived, very hard to get on the secondary market now. So I was like, all right, we got room to play though. We got DC now. Yeah, so I'm cool with that. Yeah.
I know Mattel has always been great, and who knew what the line would turn into? Like, I tapped when Jax lost the license for a couple of years, and I regret it now, but I feel like Mattel went to another level when Ozer came on. And like, having a guy that just loves the business and loves wrestling like that and having Bill, who loves the business, and it's Robert Rudman loves the business, all those guys are so into it. I feel like it shows with their whole line with Mattel, like everything is just phenomenal. Like, you could tell they listen to what we want. They give us what we want. And I think, like I said, Oza deserves a lot of credit, and he's such a modest guy, but without him, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the line's still going, but I don't know if it is. Like, he invented the Ultimates.
He sure did. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Great partners, I think, for us too. They, you know, 100%. Like being able to kind of get some of that stuff out there, like through our channels and ways to do it, make it easier than store hunting or
studios,
like really makes me happy. So
we tell people all the time, don't waste your gas going to the store, just order from Ringside, use a code Fig Guys, and it's gonna cost you the same thing and you get it earlier. Like,
and you don't gotta fill up on gas.
Bingo.
But it works. I mean, the from the vault line saving, I mean, thousands in people's collections quality figures coming out of there. The John Cone, I just got the John Cone. I love the John Cone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So cool, man. And it's awesome. Like, the official referee has been eluding us for how many years, you know? We finally got it, you know? And it's so great. I love this. I got to wait for that SmackDown version to come in stock, but it's one of my favorite figures. And who would have thought it's just the referee, but it's that missing puzzle piece that really completes the set. Sure.
Well, it's just like going back to little me as a kid and seeing I'm getting a Mean Gene LJN. Like, I was so excited when I started getting managers and Mean Gene and Vince.
Yeah.
It's like, those characters are essential to your fig feds and your playing. You need those guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what would you be your one? I know you talked about Rights to Censor. What would be your one deep dive that we haven't gotten yet that you would want to see come out?
Oh, in like the Mattel WWE line?
Yeah.
I would need the Holly brothers.
Dude, yes.
Without a doubt, that one's like, and that's been a long time. There was no, like, what was it? Let's see.
Jax.
The last hardcore Holly was the race car one in Classic Super. Remind me, Bob Holly's like race car.
Oh, Spark Plug, Bob Holly.
Spark Plug. Like Spark Plug, Bob Harley was in, I think, Classic Superstars 22.
Very tail end.
That's like, you know, that's over a decade ago, obviously.
Yeah.
Almost two decades.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. As crazy as that is to think. And there hasn't even been like anything close to a hardcore Holly since. I don't even think I can't remember if he's been in like, he hasn't been like in Big Rubber Guys or anything like that, right?
No.
I'm
surprised they haven't gotten the Spark Plug Bob Holly.
Maybe it's, you know, he's just not into it, which is totally fine if that's the case. But hardcore and Crash Holly, like,
need it.
Both so good on TV, on top of like, you know, just both with such like distinct looks. And just like for me, an extremely memorable tag team. Like, that's a huge gap in the collection for me.
Sign me up for that. Give me a three pack
for sure.
Yeah, you need the hat. You need the scale.
We've got Molly, right? Molly.
We have Molly. Yeah, we got Molly. We've got Mighty Molly.
So I've got there's Mighty Molly and there's Hardcore Molly in the before Mighty Molly in that. I think I have that one with like the blue gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, I wish we got Crash is such a character.
I know.
In general, you know, like
you like give him the backwards hat accessory.
Yeah,
like the scale. You know, that would be perfect. There's so many
little names like that though that are still needed. Like as
Mike
Justin
Dudley,
here,
Spike Dudley.
Steve
Dudley
Blackman. Where's Spike Dudley?
Yeah,
man?
That's like pretty high up for me too. Also, Taka Michinoku, I think, is one. Like, I just like
any Kai and Tai representation.
What about Mike Awesome needs to get a legend seal and
also a good one.
Yeah, ECW characters can go on for days, man. Yeah, Balls Mahoney.
Never.
Like that Jax Balls Mahoney was awesome and it was such a shocker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was cool to have, but I mean it would be awesome to get all these updated and are now elite form and
with the new printing, like how they look lifelike. Like some of these new Undertaker figures, you can't tell if it's him or a figure.
Yeah. It's like, I was looking at a picture of I think on our TikTok we had just uploaded like I think it's Elite, one of the most recent Elite Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
118 or 119, whichever one it's in. Just looks like him.
It's gross.
I was like, is he just standing there with his shirt off? What is he doing? And I realized, oh, it's a figure.
Yeah.
I noticed because I noticed with The Undertaker, it's the getting the full face structure. Like you're seeing the cheekbones where they're supposed to be. It's like insane.
Yep. Incredible. How far it's come. Just incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely insane.
We love we know, like, we get excited now. Ultimate Edition 2-packs from Ringside, and you said from the vaults we're getting. Like, what's next? Anything in the future that we could be excited about? Any teasers?
Geez, do I have a teaser today? Now, I don't know that I have like a huge teaser, but those same things, like, it's not like they're stopping. That's what I
love.
Say.
That.
Yeah, so definitely. It's good. Like,
we'll probably, you know, what do we have? Comic Con and. A month
coming, right around the corner,
month, right? So,
yeah,
probably have plenty to see there. I'm still thinking about some of the stuff revealed at WrestleMania, like that, the Monday Night Wars, like that, a great one for me in that line, the old school Michael Cole.
Yes.
Like, with the frosted tips and everything. Like, or does he have frosted tips? It looks like around that time. I don't know.
He did have frosted tips in real life. So very easy custom.
I can't remember if it was on the figure or not. Yeah.
No, it wasn't on the figure. But like, I love the Albert. We're getting to Albert. I never expected that one, to see that.
Man, I've been looking all over for that. Nobody seems to have found those yet, though, right?
No,
I see one person post
in the UK. Everyone's
with an Albert. Them. Yeah. But it's, listen, they'll make their waves. They drag.
another like absolute need for me test, like,
yes,
100%.
Like a huge just such a staple of that era, and you know, always around, and,
yeah, and we got memorable. Trish and we got the Albert. We need the test now, right? Yeah, we gotta finish the TNA.
Yeah,
I could do for a new Trish, because I think like the TNA one we got, I don't know that everyone, including the designers, were like as satisfied with that one.
Yeah,
you know, with the pink cowboy hat and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
But the most recent Trish, like the modern, the current one, it's insane. Like a miniature version of her. Just such incredible detail. So I'd love to see them take another crack at like the classic Trish from that.
100%, man.
The TNA Trish. So,
yeah.
Question from Justin Booth: will we get another Ringside Unsanctioned Classic Superstars reveal soon?
Probably. Yeah,
there we go.
I like that.
Probably soon. Sooner
optimistic
than later.
I like it.
See? Yeah,
you know, we're working hard on it right now. We have somewhere between, I don't know, 7 and 10 things in current progress. Like, you know, and that's just kind of, and then there's even things lined up behind that haven't quite made it into production yet, but we're still working on some of the things that are in production, and you know, we're just chipping away at it. And I think like there's going to be some really exciting names, and when the reveals finally do happen, I think everyone's just going to be blown away. And I do think it's going to be like something about unsanctioned in general is just going to be completely unexpected when it finally hits you again. I think.
Oh, I love it.
I'm excited.
So, you know, that's, if that doesn't kind of tickle your fancy, I'm not sure what will.
I was going to say, you can't get much better teaser than that.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was some fancy tickling.
Thank you. I didn't do that.
I didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing.
I know nothing.
No, but for real, thanks everyone for the patience that you're having with it. I realize, you know, like, Road Warriors, that just kind of came flying out of the gate, and then it's been a little silent since then. But I promise you, it's gonna, like, as they say, when it rains, it pours, and that will definitely happen the next time Unsanctioned comes back around for you to be able to order.
Yeah, monsoon season's coming, guys.
That's right? That's totally true. Jesse
the Body promo, if I've ever heard one. When the waves it pours and monsoon season's coming, guys.
Oh, I love it.
So great.
Are
I'm
you running
for
governor
for
or something?
I might be. We'll see. I don't know. The Bajas are very nice this time of year.
anything? I know I mentioned Survivor Series is now in stock over there, and from the vault, which I happen to have right next to me that I just ordered and got. Mm-hmm. Anything new coming in stock soon from Ringside?
That from the vault is there. As far as like, let me just have a peek. Let me see. I know we've got some stuff coming up.
I love that boogeyman, solid boogeyman.
Yeah, you probably see one of the most pre-orders soon. I know.
There
that.
We go. That, like, we like our pre-orders.
We love our pre-orders. There's a John Cone right there. What a great figure!
Yeah,
you can make every number possible with the sets of hands in here.
Yeah, you really can. My kids were having a blast. They were counting on his fingers and stuff. I was like, this is perfect. It's not only a much needed for the collection, but it's an educational figure as well.
It's true. And then last but not least, we got the prototype.
Not the prototype John Cena has, though.
No.
Close. But we also got new Ultimates coming in stock soon. It's almost July.
Yep.
Yeah, that's we're feeling it. The July launches are popping, man. We're rocking and rolling. We're here.
they're coming. No,
my rule is every Ultimate Edition you put up, I have to pre-order the day you put it up, because I can't stand seeing other people get it first. Just makes me want to sit home and cry.
It's torture. It really is. When you see people getting that first wave and you're like, I'm on pre-order two, this is bullshit.
And Bailey is finally getting the figure she deserves. That Ultimate Edition of her
looks
so
Ultimate
good.
Bailey looks amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Great match from her on Raw, by the way.
This week.
Some good matches on Raw this week, I have to say.
Dude, Raw's been really good. And she came out and like, she looks like she's dressed for Mania. And then they're like, oh, she's wearing the outfit she was supposed to wear at Mania before Becky attacked her. I'm like, that's why it looks like a Mania outfit.
They like it.
Oh, cool, guys, hang on just a second, all right? I promise I'll be right back, but I got to take a quick jump off. I'll be right
You're all
back.
Good. No all problem, good. Take no your time.
So you never know Very who cool. you're going to get when your fig guy's in the middle of the afternoon. Who's going to pop on with you?
Yeah.
Even Mike was surprised about that one.
Listen, I'm always surprised. I see another Tom coming in. I wasn't expecting ringside Tom.
He's a big fan of the Fig Guys. What can I say?
Listen, man, we're a big fan of him. He's got the goods. That's big cool, man.
Him and ringside.
Well, Tom super excited. We got lots of good stuff coming. I forgot Comic Con's right around the corner, Tom.
I know. We're going to be hit with a ton of reels again. I should try and take off. I got to figure, when is Comic Con?
Think in the 20s in July.
The 20s, okay.
If that makes sense.
Let's go live and post everything.
I'm sitting here. I got a bunch of stuff up. Let's look it up. SDCC 2025.
I am excited for Comic-Con.
I'm blown away. I'm super excited for Comic-Con because it's going to be fantastic. Comic-Con is so fun. July 24th through the 27th.
So that's a Thursday.
It's always a Thursday. It's a good
Friday.
Time to be a fig
figure
guy.
Out when we could go live and like recap everything without having to wait till the following Tuesday.
Every morning.
So we could
do it whenever we want.
That is true. Listen, we're here
to service you guys. So that's right. I like doing the hey, this is where we got our start was originally at San Diego Comic-Con reveals.
That's true.
It's the best way to do it, guy.
I mean, we're growing. Our Instagram followers are growing. Our YouTube followers are growing. The people in the chat are like, I see a lot more comments coming on our posts now. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I absolutely love it. You guys are the best.
We have two great interviews, one with Cardona up from about a month ago. We have Brian Myers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Those two interviews out. We have a lot of good stuff.
Those
were
great.
And check out my WrestleMania week two.
There's my goodness. It's so much. Craziness going on. I'm super excited. Like that was such a fun time, man. We don't stop over here at the guys.
Well, listen to this. Justin Booth, this is a great idea. I ordered two of the Ringside Unsanctioned Road Warrior gray variant 2-packs. I'm going to swap some parts on them and have the WrestleMania 7 and SummerSlam 92 variants.
Beautiful.
See what people are doing with
it.
Your unsanctioned figures?
Do it.
We like to see that.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, I'm always about buying more and making more with more. That makes sense. It's like a continuation thing. Yeah, absolutely. You're just driving down the highway. You gotta have some footing, right? This is great. Yeah, man. I'm super excited. We got so many good toys coming. It's a good time to be a fig guy. Good time to be a wrestling collector, DC collector. So much good stuff going on. Maybe not if you're looking for that Joker.
I just realized,
you know, it's like I'm in that really weird space of like, am I going to want to, if guess what, if Mattel makes the same scale as McFarlane and they end up doing that, I'll be like, okay, great. But I don't think, my guess is they're going to do it a slightly smaller scale. Like McFarlane's are 110 scale.
Yeah.
I see like Mattel doing like a 112, like a 6.
I could see it happening too. Well,
I see them kind of doing similarly to what they did before, but with like better parts and sculpts and things like that.
What are your thoughts going in though? Like, I regret not jumping on Mattel WWE right away. Is there a chance? Are you just going to jump in right away? Or are you going to wait and see?
I'm going to wait. I have to. I have too much. I got a
it's
lot.
Hard.
I think, you know, what takes precedent for me typically is obviously like, wrestling with, you know, everything I have with Ringside, but also I do collect a lot of Ninja Turtles stuff, like
DC.
So that for me is kind of tops for action figures, you know.
Okay.
I would say I get more kind of into those than maybe anything else. And then step below that is, you know, I have like a few like Ghostbusters here and there, and I can't do everything. I just can't.
Yeah.
Listen, a ton of Jurassic Park stuff, you know.
Dude, I had a tap on Star Wars. I was starting to get into
Star Wars.
Wars
I have a few things
and I'm like,
too.
nope, you don't need another No, you'll never have money.
Grab like a couple of them and that's it. And so like, can I like, I'll say this. If what Mattel does with like a movie line just absolutely like positively, insanely blows McFarlane out of the water. And like on top of that, has everything that I'm looking for and does like that, the Jack Nicholson Joker, like, and it all looks incredible. Maybe I will. I it's going to be hard for me not to want to kind of like switch all like kind of my shelves out. What I will say is like, I probably won't double up. I only really do that with Turtles. I have like, you know, this vert, like the, last year I got the original sketch, Comic-Con exclusive of.
Yeah. Those were cool.
Like great set, you know, plus I have like the 1990 movie versions. Plus I have like Super 7 glow in the dark version. So I've got like 3-4 different types of Turtles, and that it doesn't bother me like with Turtles as much. Like everything else, it feels like too much. With Turtles, it's like, all right, let's throw as much out there as we can. And that's kind of the only line that I do it with, you know.
Turtles works because we got like not so much limited characters, but it's an established set amount of characters. And you could change the styles up a little bit and be like, all right, this works. And it's totally understandable. I'm just getting into the Simpsons line again.
That's another one I would love to do that I can't. Dude,
these were like on a bigger Simpsons fan. This was $5 on Amazon this week, man. And I was like, oh, I got to get them. And like, I got this one and they're killing it. They got so many good characters coming up. I was an established solid Playmates collector with the whole line, and I had everything. And it's like, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's disheartening jumping into a new set, but also like seeing them, they're so good. Jax is killing
really
it with this line.
Some excitement to it, right?
It's yeah.
Like those are ones that are really fresh looking. Like they're really nice.
The articulation. Like,
over time, they've like, Jax is doing such a good job with those. And, you know, I'm probably a bigger like Simpsons fan than almost anything else I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's like, oh man, there's just so much stuff. Also, I'm getting popcorn buckets lately.
The popcorn bucket game is crazy. All right,
bucket game is annoyingly crazy. Like I want the Jaws popcorn bucket so bad, and like I can't get it because I have no access to a movie theater that has it near me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like trapped, you know, waiting and hoping that they start selling it online. And so far, it's like there's no clear answer.
That's the worst.
Put it in their store. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Having to like guess and wonder is like really tough. You know?
Yeah, I don't like playing games where like I need to know if I'm getting it or I'm not getting it. And like
that was
a problem with Walmart and WWE for a while. Mm-hmm. Like I gave up. I was like, I don't care about the store exclusives anymore because I just don't see them. Yeah, so I have to act like they don't exist. But it's hard when you really want it, you know. Like it's
I think the good thing about that with wrestling toys is like between WFigs and just like kind of the, you know, the Instagram like figure flipping game, and there are people that are really like cool in our community and laid back about like
100%
helping somebody out looking for something or trying to find this or that, like that they do have access to. Like there's scalpers, and I'll always be like anti-scalper. That's not going to change. I'll always be like
same thing. I've had guys in a chat jump in and help me. My friend Bogdan just found the Superstars. I think it was the Heart Foundation or the Cactus Jack, and he just gets it for me and like cost. Like I love guys like that, and I do the same thing. Stuff. If I see somebody and I know my Walmart has something, I'll go running right there to help them out. I like helping people. You know, at the end of the day, it's a good feeling. But me and Mike have been talking about this a lot, and I know you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but I need those brand new Ultimate Sesame Street figures.
Those are cool. Those are great.
Goofy. I love Goofy line. Like the Muppets and Sesame Street go so hand in hand with action figures. Like, how do you not want it? Like, you mix it in with what you have already. Like, I have this photo shoot with, you know, Bert and Ernie and Danhausen in my head that I'm like, oh, I need to pick up the NECA toys. And then they got the count. So it's like, okay, now I need the count with Danhausen. It's going to fall hand in hand. It's I love toys, man.
It's just that nostalgia fact. Like, I loved Sesame Street as a kid, and now I can actually get just cool, awesome figures to display. And I heard Myers say, oh, Brian Myers on his podcast, oh, people don't have nostalgia for Sesame Street. Are you? I'm like, I love Bert and Ernie. I could watch them and still crack up laughing. Like, there's so many little inside jokes that go for adults that kids don't get.
If I got a Super 7 Ultimate Edition Snuffleupagus. I'll lose my shit, man.
my favorite Sesame Street character is Snuffleupagus.
With flocked fur. You know how cool that would be?
That would be cool.
But here's the thing. When I was a kid, Snuffleupagus was just an imaginary friend, and nobody believed Big Bird he was real. All of a sudden, like 10 years later, everybody could see him. I'm like,
thank you. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, or else we all be.
Kid Robot has a good Snuffleupagus plush. I don't know if you're interested in
that. Dude, I love Kid Robot. Really? Kid Robot does a lot of good stuff. Yeah, and yeah, I've been buying for them for a while. I got this small, like, little Mr. Burns that came with the teddy bear Great from them.
Stuff over there. I have on pre-order with them the Blinky the Three-Eyed Fish and a fishbowl. I'm really into glow-in-the-dark stuff lately.
Obviously you got the Blacklight Jeff Hardy from.
Yep, Blacklight Jeff Hardy's good. That's a little different, I think.
That's so cool.
I'm into like kind of the, you know, Blacklight stuff is good, but I'm talking like straight up. You remember the Jack's glow paint, Jeff?
Yeah.
That is to me still like, you know, if not like my favorite exclusive we've ever done, like, the, you know, the best, I think. And that sort of thing to me, like spotted glow in the dark paint.
Yeah,
as opposed to like a full molded glow in the dark, or even that is like I have, like I said, I have Super Sevens glow in the dark turtles, which like even when they're not glowing, they pop really nicely and they look really good. But suddenly, like I'm just like I want to be able to like shut off the light in my, you know, my man cave kind of and see what kind of glow in the dark pops and how different it all is. Hoping for like different color glowing and stuff like that. I think. I don't know how I know how it's worked for us in the past, and I'm hoping it's working for like toy companies as they create these kinds of things. But I really hope like the glow in the dark thing like continues. Like, I have some Hasbro Plasma Series Ghostbusters, and they have like glow in the dark kind of slime stains on them.
Yeah, they look really nice.
They look really nice, and they're like, excellent paint jobs and stuff. I need Ghostbusters 2 with some glowing pink slime.
That would be awesome.
Some glow in the dark, like pink slime Ghostbusters 2 suits. It just, possibilities are kind of endless with, you know, as I said, instead of like a full on mold, unless you're like doing turtles or something, like think of creative ways like that kind of slime, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that stuff to me is really cool.
And that's like the
Naomi
fun of it
would
too.
Be like a perfect, like, you know, Mattel Elite for that, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, why not? It can't be too crazy to work that out. So.
Oh, for sure. I love that TNA Jeff Hardy exclusive. Like, that is still to date one of my favorite like ringside exclusives. That's one of my favorite one of my favorite wrestling figures. Like the box, I bought an extra one. I used to use the box as like an entrance walkway, cool. And like just because it lit up and they had TNA branding on it. So I was like, this is great, man. But it's still one of my favorite figures because it's got such a unique paint job on it where it glows well and it looks cool on display. And I love that, man. Yeah, Jack's boat, that was a good one. They got some glow in the dark Danhausen micro brawlers. They have a good look when like when you shut the lights off, they glow really well. Which is easy to do with that PVC stuff, but it's cool. I love it. It's got to be a thing with like early 90s, late 80s kids where like that glow in the dark stands. It just stands out so much.
Yeah,
I love glow in the dark stuff, man.
Yeah, me too.
One cool. More question from the chat before I have to get ready for work. But interesting question. But would you guys ever expand a ringside toy making beyond wrestling? This guy's asking for Resident Evil figures. He said, "Take my money if you."
Wow. You know, do you guys want it and how badly, I think is the question. I'd be open to it. Definitely. Like, we're not closed off to anything that I think would turn out as like a good figure and people would be into. So yeah, you know, there's a reason it's called RSC Toys and not like, you know, something more specific than that. I think, you know, obviously ringside collectibles. It's clearly wrestling related, but the RSC kind of expands it a little bit more because those three letters can mean a lot more, just the same way that, you know, not to, if I'm permitted a cliche, like WWE, you know, sticks with those three letters in that same 100%. Way. And I would love to do different things. Resident Evil, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I can't say it was like top of mind for me, but, you know, I'm surprised to hear someone suggest it to us. But,
yeah. Toyetic video game.
Yeah. Why not? Jill Valentine and a Leon Kennedy out there. And
yeah,
I hope I'm right. Otherwise, I'm
picking up some herbs.
I'm already like not doing it well.
Rims and cheap ammunition.
But I mean, that's cool. I mean, possibilities are endless. You don't close doors. Just you could always open doors. It's like the wrestling world. You never say never. It's like a word that should never be used.
Yeah.
Never.
I love
that
it.
That person that asked that in the chat, what he really wants is a Lady Dimitrescu figure. Is
ooh, 100%. Yeah.
So I'll leave that one with
him. He's not going to get any work done.
I know that's what you're looking for. And if I could make your dream come true, I probably would, but that's going to be life size. So, you know, calm down.
But mostly articulated. We'll see. We'll see who we can talk to about these things. I don't know how this works, but we'll get on.
What's going to happen now is I'm going to be in the meeting with like Capcom, and they're going to be like, "Okay, we're about to make the deal." They're going to be like, "Wait a minute, is this you?" Someone shows me the big guy's clip of me talking about Lady Dimitrescu's articulation. And like, we're going to back off. You know, we thought it was you guys, but now we're not so sure.
Or that's the sell, right? They're like, now we're only go. We're Resident Evil is exclusively through RSC Toys so like, now.
Yes, you guys are thinking exactly what we're thinking.
Excellent.
Anything else before we get out of here? Any other information you want to share?
That's it for me. I think just keep your eyes peeled for Unsanctioned. I know it's like been taking a little time, but I promise it's going to be worth the wait when it comes
around.
And we're really going to go for it. And like I said, keep in mind that when it rains, it pours. So when you know you hit one and you're like, that's not enough, just wait. It'll come.
Just wait.
It'll come.
Yeah,
that's exciting. I'm excited to see. And again, I'd rather have it this way than have a pre-order for a year and be sitting wondering when it's going to come. To me, there's something more fun about, I could order this and have it in a week. Yeah, sign me up for that any day.
Anticipation.
I like that strategy too. I'm into the magic of that, and hopefully that's how we get to do it moving forward.
I like it. Monsoon season's coming. You heard it here.
Hey guys, I know we've plugged it like 100 times already, but head on over to Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. Use the code FIGUYS when you place your order. You'll save 10% too.
So. Yeah. Be a patriot. Like check out the 4th of July sale. Don't miss out.
We showed you some of the great deals. Tom, tell the people where they can follow you.
Me?
Yeah.
You?
Well, you don't need to follow me. I mean, I don't do anything. I'm just kidding.
We've been walking around circles for hours. What are you talking
about? You know, the Ringside social channels, we've got, you know, a great TikTok, a great Instagram, great YouTube channel.
At
Ringside C. You can also come join us on Wrestling Figs in the forums. That's always a fun place to be. I will forever encourage people to go there and make friends and have some fun.
Is the OG place. Listen, none of us would be here without it.
Forever
honestly, yeah, 100%.
Now together forever.
Yeah,
And you know, I'm online at Dramatico Rising, and you know, if you like to see the same photo for 6 months at a time, that's where you can follow me. But otherwise, you know, I answer DMs and stuff like that. So
yeah,
do my best. So
thanks for hopping on with us. This
is absolutely,
fun. Yeah. Thanks for the surprise. And
anytime know that it was possible. You have an open invitation to jump on anytime. I figured we were going live in the afternoon, so I mentioned it to you in the email, and I never check my email during the show, but for some reason I checked and you're like, send me a link. I'm like, all right, I'll send him a link. So
it works.
That was the ESPN, man.
Yes.
ESPN, one of my favorite.
I got ESPN.
Thank you for joining us, guys. We are the Fig Guys. You can follow us everywhere. Just go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are there. We're out of
here,
guys. Until next week, for Mike, for Tom, I'm Tom.
That's
Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.